News Talk 1110 KBND News Time is 3 minutes after 5. Good afternoon on a beautiful Thursday in Central Oregon. Kind of just feels like spring out there, even though it's still wintertime. Coming up, Kelly Blyer and local news. In fact, let's get to Kelly right now and see what's going on. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Our top story. Critics of the Surface Water Improvement Project were out in force at the Bend City Council meeting last night, and they came away unsatisfied with the council's vote to proceed. Stop the Drain spokesperson Moe Newbold says while councilors agree that some aspects of the project need reviewing, it didn't go far enough.
Bottom line is that this resolution doesn't change the original critiques of the project. The city council and its staff has never addressed the fact that the foundations of the project were shaky. The studies released have been shown to be seriously flawed. And secondly, it's not going to change the overall cost of the project, because by committing to build the $30 million pipeline, they're in essence committing to build the rest of the project, which is the very expensive treatment plant.
Newbold says moving forward, they will continue with public outreach and education about the expense of the project and what they see as inaccuracies in the design. She adds that they are planning to target city council seats that are up for election in November, support candidates that want to stop or completely revise the current project. A member of the Infrastructure Advisory Committee says one of many people who spoke at last night's Wednesday's City Council meeting about a resolution that would delay parts of the $68 million surface water project. Jim Gaddy says on the advisory committee, he sat on the advisory committee and he spent many hours looking into details of potential projects and wished that others would have also gotten involved earlier.
I had never seen any of the people who were testifying on against the adoption of the resolution. And it surprises me that so many people are willing to put off their objections or responses for information that they think would make a project better until after the decisions are made, the money is being paid out, and all of a sudden everyone is concerned about their individual problem.
Most councilors voted in favor of the resolution, with Jim Clinton dissenting. Deschutes County DA Patrick Flaherty convened a grand jury when County Council Mark Pilliot accidentally released confidential information to the media. Eventually, the issue was resolved when Pilliot publicly apologized. But now that Flaherty has been cleared of any wrongdoing in calling the grand jury, he believes Pilliot should face more supervision. County Commissioner Alan Unger disagrees.
You know, there's no love lost between these two individuals, and Patrick has his way of going about things, and he's an elected official, so we will work with him. A lot of this to me is about relationships, and I think we just need to move on.
Unger says county commissioners still hope to meet one-on-one with Flaherty to clear up any lingering problems. Oregon will host its first-ever presidential debate later this month. The Oregon Republicans will hold the debate on Monday, March 19th in Portland. Mark Mosley, the chairman of the Deschutes County Republicans, says because the race is going longer this year, Oregon will play more of a role.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting all the way up into May when we get to choose who we want from Deschutes County and from Oregon.
Debate moderators will be Ray Suarez of the PBS NewsHour and Ralph Hallow with the Washington Times. Today, the Catholic Diocese had the joy of announcing a new Archdiocese priest, Bishop of Baker, who just happens to be a local boy. 64-year-old Liam Stephen Carey, the pastor of St. Mary's Church in Eugene, was named to the new post by Pope Benedict XIV from Rome this morning. Acting Bishop William Skilstad says Father Carey has deep roots in Central Oregon.
He's had history here in this area. As a matter of fact, although he's born in Portland, he lived as a young person, as a grade schooler and junior high person, lived in Prineville. So he's very well acquainted with our area, and part of his life was spent growing up here.
Skilstad says Carey is very pastoral, has a great sense of humor, and is fluent in Spanish. The Archdiocese of Baker is headquartered here in Bend at St. Francis Church, but the area encompasses all of Oregon east of the Cascades. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.